1 Peter 3:15 says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." Revolution, that's revolution, like rebel, ocean, not revolution, is a growing movement of Christian young people that was started by two teenagers rebelling against low expectations of their culture by choosing to do hard things for the glory of God. They share five ways for teenagers to share their faith: pray for witnessing opportunities, stand out by good behavior, bring faith up in conversations, show your faith by wearing something about God, share a book that ministered to you. And for younger kids, Life Tree, whose goal is to help kids grow with Jesus, shares three simple ways to share their faith. Pray each day before walking out the door for people at their school. Actively look for ways to help others. Respect their teachers. Let's stop and pray to support students to share their faith at school, and maybe even get you to share your faith wherever you work or go. Father God, we thank you that your word is true, that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things. We pray for students that are young to start praying before they walk out the door, that their teachers, their friends, their parents, their youth leaders and pastors and other Christian friends would encourage them to pray every day as they go out the door on their way to school. We pray that they would lift up their teachers, their friends, the principal, school staff, supporting staff, their bus driver, even for the kids that give them a hard time. The second thing we pray, God, is that they would actively look for ways to help others, that Holy Spirit, you would reveal to them some open doors of people maybe who are hurting, somebody who dropped their book, that they would help pick it up or drop something out of their backpack or forgot something. Or somebody who is sitting alone, that they would befriend them and that they would actually help out and make a difference just in the way that they are acting. And thirdly, God, we pray that they would respect their teachers, to do what they say, to be listening and not distracted. For the teenagers, we also pray, they will pray for witnessing opportunities, that they would be the salt and light in the world around them, and that they would see the importance of praying, that they would also stand out to do something around the teenagers that they hand, like not participate with drugs, not listen to the gossip or put someone down and laugh at when somebody does that, that they would not participate in that, that they would save themselves for marriage and they would say no to those kinds of things. Or when someone shares something on social media that's not high standards and not something that's pleasing to you, Father God, that they would not do that. We also pray, God, that they would bring up their faith in conversations in some small way, big way, whatever way, something they experience at church or youth group or just in an answer to prayer or something they read or saw, that they would share that and that they would show their faith by maybe wearing something like a cross or a purity ring or something of that nature, or a t-shirt that just says something unique on it, a picture that helps them talk about it, that they would be prepared to give that answer. And anything that they've read that changed their walk with you, Father God, we pray that they would share that with others electronically through whatever means, and we pray that others will be open to it. Father, we pray this year students will feel empowered, emboldened, and courageous to share their faith in these simple ways by starting with prayer. And then you opening up the doors in Jesus' name.